Linguistically, the innovation, bid'ah, is something newly introduced, for which there is no previous example. Religiously, an innovation is of two types, an innovation of guidance and an innovation of misguidance. Allah said, وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً بِئْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا بِئْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ Surah Al-Hadid, Ayah 27, reports about the true followers of Prophet Isa, Jesus. It means the state of abstinence from worldly pleasure and dedication to worship, rahbaniyah, which they innovated for themselves, Allah did not ordain upon them. They embraced it only to seek reward from their Lord. Allah praised the actions of these true followers of Jesus for detaching themselves from the permissible pleasures, only in quest of reward from Allah. A hadith related by Muslim indicates that the Prophet ﷺ said, "He who innovates a good innovation in Islam has its reward, and the reward of those who practice it until the day of judgment, without lessening the reward of those who practice it." The companions and those who followed them introduced many innovations to Islam. The Muslim nation received these innovations with acceptance. Such innovations include having a niche, mihrab, in each mosque in the direction of prayer, additional call for the Friday prayer, and the commemoration of the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.